Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 51 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Samantha Morrill.
And I'm Howie Adams.
An initiative to place more doctors in rural parts of the state is reporting gains in Moorhead.
The school year is wrapping up, and one Moorhead State music program is looking forward to presenting their work to the public.
A $50,000 grant will go toward economic development in Northeast Kentucky.
Kentuckians continue to discuss the ramifications of Senate Bill 150 with lawmakers.
Survivors of devastating floods and tornadoes in Kentucky have the opportunity to apply for additional help with housing.
There is a wind advisory tonight, mostly cloudy skies throughout the area with lows around 51 degrees. We'll have a look at Shireen's extended weather forecast after this news.
The University of Kentucky is reporting a record number of medical students are set to graduate this spring. 190 new doctors are moving out of classrooms and into residencies. 12 of them were trained at the Moorhead campus of the UK College of Medicine. Dr. Rebecca Todd is the Associate Dean for the Rural Physician Leadership Program through the University of Kentucky. Dr. Todd says these graduates are good news for the area.
So what we have found that is if students are from Kentucky and go to the Rural Physician Leadership Program, or if they go to the Rural Physician Leadership Program and then do a residency in Kentucky, so if they kind of have two out of the three, they're more than 90% likely to practice in Kentucky. So we do have a good shot at getting a vast majority of these 12 back to practice.
Todd adds that some of the medical students have already approached her about working here in Moorhead. The practicing OBGYN says Rouen and the surrounding counties are served by St. Clair Healthcare, but could use more subspecialists. In a 2013 state report, it was estimated a physician shortfall by the end of next year, with 61% of that need in rural areas.
Students and faculty with the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Moorhead State University are looking to wrap up their semester in style tomorrow night. The KCTM's semester finale concert is all set to get underway at the Moorhead Conference Center. The event serves as a final for students enrolled at the center each semester. Daxon Lewis is the center's director, and he says these 18 weeks have already been a major success.
I'm so proud of everything the students are doing. We've had a lot of really fun outreach events throughout the semester. We've had the opportunity to perform with people like the Grascals and others, you know, just representing MSU, our center, and our culture. It's been a great semester here in the program, and I'm just looking forward to seeing all the hard work that everyone's put in.
Country music, bluegrass, and old-time ensembles will be performing during tomorrow night's show, getting underway at 7 o'clock. The semester finale concert is free and open to the public.
Kentucky Power recently announced the recipient of a $50,000 grant. WMKY's Kyle Creamer has the story.
Kentucky Power recently awarded a $50,000 grant to the Kentucky Association for Economic Development. The grant is funded through the Kentucky Power Economic Growth Grant Program. According to the Daily Independent, funding will provide economic development service continuity at KAED, including marketing, product development, grant making, site selection, and consultant activity in the Northeast Service Territory. The KPEG program helps the funding of economic development programs that promote the creation and retention of manufacturing and/or industrial investment jobs. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Creamer.
Community members and state representatives discussed what happens next following the passage of Senate Bill 150 during a community forum last week in Lexington. House Bill 150 prohibits instruction on human sexuality for grades 5 and below. Also, districts cannot provide instruction to students of any grade around gender identity, expression, or sexual orientation. It also includes new restrictions on transgender students' access to bathrooms. Emma Curtis with Kentucky Young Democrats and trans rights activist tells WKYT House Bill 150 contradicts federal law.
It's incredibly important that we have a legal perspective here, because the way the law was written and passed was in such a haphazard, rushed, last-minute way that it contradicted federal law, and it contradicted itself in multiple ways.
An emergency clause was applied to some sections of the bill, The gender-affirming health care ban provision will go into effect in late June.
Kentucky is opening up applications for help rebuilding housing and infrastructure that was damaged in the tornadoes in western Kentucky back in December of 2021. WMKY's Caleb Fugit has more.
The $124 million funded project comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It aims to rebuild homes, rehabilitating rental properties, and reinforcing water and electric infrastructure for possible future disasters. Kentucky Lantern reports some of the funding will also be dedicated to eastern Kentucky communities that were hit by the flooding in March of 2021. Community leaders in western Kentucky say they are grateful for the funding, but made it clear that the funding will not solve the entirety of the ongoing affordable housing shortage. For WMKY News, I'm Caleb Fugit.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company. The Ruth Hunt Candy Factory in Mount Sterling is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, chocolates, and confections, including Kentucky Pulled Cream Candy, Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, and Blue Mondays. Since 1921, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones for 100 years. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Ruth Hunt Candies, your first and last stop for gift shopping.
Courtesy Advertising is a local business in Scioto County that offers affordable advertisements in the form of benches. They are worried about their future as Portsmouth Mayor pushes forward with discussion about regulating bench advertisements. Mayor Sean Dunn has discussed implementing regulations for unsafe benches. He spoke with WSAZ on the topic.
You know, there's not an issue with advertising. It's just we want to make sure that if a bench isn't safe to sit on or if it causes an issue for traffic, that it's unsafe for pedestrians and so forth. These are all things that we would want to keep in mind.
Courtesy Advertising fears the mayor is focused on the wrong aspect. They have tried to schedule a meeting with the mayor but haven't received a response. Customers have spoken out about the benefits of working with Courtesy Advertising. They await the next city council meeting where they hope to come to a reasonable agreement.
A budget briefing was held by Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton for contributions to Lexington Police Technologies. The Lexington Police Department will take advantage of existing camera systems and Flock license plate readers for the department's FUSUS system. Gorton tells Spectrum News the integration of multiple technologies into one system will help the department.
This will be an integrated system using existing technology, and we're really very excited about it because it will allow police to solve crimes quicker.
The city budget is $505 million, with $150,000 going toward the new police technology. If approved in June, the new measures will go into effect July 1st.
During the hottest and coldest months of the year, volunteers with LexCount hit the streets of Lexington. The program aims to accurately document homelessness around the city. LexCount recently reported 815 people in Lexington dealing with homelessness, emergency, and transitional living. The number of unhoused people in Lexington has risen by 5% since 2022, but the number of homeless families and children has decreased. Jeffrey Heron, the city's homelessness prevention manager, tells Spectrum News the annual count is not the only time the issue of homelessness is monitored.
I see evidence of people residing and sleeping outdoors. It's something I'm going to be trying to immediately alert my street outreach teams.
Lexington officials announced nearly $2 million of a new city budget proposal will go towards affordable housing, including more low-income properties.
The Louisville Affordable Housing Trust Fund is allocating $12 million to fight the effects of redlining in the city. The program is restoring each viable economically redlined territory, or REVERT. According to Spectrum News, federal grant money and matching gifts have added up to millions of dollars that will help homeowners in historically redlined areas of the city. Louisville Affordable Housing Trust Fund Executive Director Christy McCravey explains how the money will be used.
$10 million will be used to offer eligible families who purchase a property in a previously redlined area up to $50,000 each to renovate and or upgrade that property.
Homeowners in several neighborhoods can qualify. Applicants can make up to 300% above the federal poverty line and still apply for the program.
Support for MSPR comes from Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Roots Music Weekend, May 26th and 27th in Downtown Moorhead. Live music starts at 5 p.m. each day. Friday's showcase includes Albert Lloyd and Reister, T.D. Young, Shelby Lore Band, and Magnolia Boulevard. Saturday features Brett and Donnie, The Gens, Wolfpin Branch, and Kyle Fields. Roots Music Weekend at 5 p.m. on Friday, May 26th and Saturday, May 27th in downtown Moorhead.
Churchill Downs is finishing up their most recent round of renovations in anticipation of the 149th run of the Roses. The renovations are part of the three-year capital investment plan at the racetrack and boast a price tag approaching $200 million. The new design more than doubles the capacity from 1,000 to 2,400 guests, with 12,000 square feet of viewing space compared to the previous 5,000 square feet. Churchill Downs' Darren Rogers tells LX18 he's most excited about the expanded paddock under the twin spires.
What's great about this new paddock is that it is sunken 7 feet. So you'll be able to have tiered viewing, look down upon the horses.
Originally, the paddock was expected to complete its remodel in anticipation of the 150 Kentucky Derby. Its debut is ahead of schedule.
The Moorhead State baseball team wrapped up their most recent series on the road yesterday. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
An outstanding offensive output was not enough for Moorhead State on Sunday. The Eagles played at 5 runs but could not hold the UT Martin Skyhawks at bay and were bested 8-5. Senior Joe Rotkus came out of the bullpen for Moorhead State and took the loss. Freshman Riley Bradshaw was a bright spot for the Eagles, coming out of the bullpen as well and throwing 2 shutout innings and allowing 1 hit. At the plate, the Eagles were paced by Nick Gooden, who went 2-for-3 on the day with a walk and 2 RBI. Junior Colton Becker put together a noteworthy performance at the dish as well, going 2-for-4 with an RBI. Carter Owens also helped out for Moorhead State, putting together 1 hit and 4 trips to the plate while adding a triple. Moorhead State returns home this week as a season-long 5-game homestand awaits the Eagles. The action begins tomorrow as the University of the Cumberlands comes to Allen Field. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, there is a wind advisory with gusts blowing as high as 40 miles per hour until 9 o'clock. Showers are also likely, mainly before 9 p.m., cloudy with lows around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with highs near 55 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And for tomorrow night, scattered showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with lows around 37 degrees.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY's Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Kyle Creamer, Caleb Fugit, Shamari Mosley, Clay Wallace, Jonathan Burton, and Caroline Arison. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Hallie Adams and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Samantha Morrill for WMKY News. Now, back to All Things Considered.